The west side of Gustavus, it borders Glacier Bay National Park, and it's, all the land borders the park, so it's essentially going to extend the boundary to the east of the park, and it's right now a critical habitat area. There's no development at all in that area.
And there's no inholdings within it, is there?
No, not in the land the state's giving up. The state, the part, the land that the Park Service is giving up, there are two native allotments within the body, block of land that the
104 acres.
Park is giving up.
104 acres and 94?
That's right.
Senator Phillips, do you have a question?
Maybe I'm misreading. You're Mr. Levitt, right?
Yes.
Your testimony doesn't have a date on it, so that's why I'm, I might be reading this out of contents, but it says here the site of the power plant is included in NPS Gustavus Land Exchange to be considered for exchange with state land for state-owned, or with the state of Alaska for state-owned lands within the boundaries of Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Reserve. Is that, was that exchanged, or the 960 acres? Or am I missing something here?
I have no idea where that Wrangell-St. Elias came from. It should be Glacier Bay National Park.
It says Wrangell-St. Elias National Park. But it's okay. Don't worry about it. I just...
I'm baffled. I can't answer them.
Okay.
It's,
I'm reading this right, Wrangell?
Well, I'm sure you are, but I don't know how it got...
Okay.
I'm not even sure what...
I'm Thomas Sewell, Governor Farrell's person for the Gustavus Electric. Can I just take a look at that and see?
Yeah. It says right here. And I was wondering, God, that's like... 500-600 miles away.
That was an older recommendation.
Well, that's why. Chair. That's why it was.
Well, that may be a statement that's way out of date. Then
that's part of the Park Service state exchange that was agreed to by then Governor Jay Hammond and then Secretary of the Interior James Watt in 1983.
That's
that
changed.
Was declared invalid. That I mentioned earlier, and that.
there's a mistake here.
That's
okay. For the record, then. Yeah. What should it read then, for the record?
It should read Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve.
Okay, Glacier Bay. Mm-hmm. God, 600 miles away, that's a stretch.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Steve?
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't, no. This was considered in 1984.
That's why I asked for the...
So the statement is probably correct as of that time. That was a totally different
exchange.
That was
the exchange at that time.
That's why I stated that his own date on this thing.
Right.
Oh.
I wanted to figure out.
That's a historical analysis of what happened in the past.
Yep.
Or some would say a hysterical analysis of what happened in the past.
I got one other question here.
Senator Phillips.
Now, usually something like this, we always get the environmental group up at arms. There, nobody has said anything about this?
We've been through a lot over the course of time with this.
I can't believe they're not saying anything.
We have held, I can't tell you how many meetings with the environmental community, usually dealing with six. Sierra Club, the Wilderness Society, the National Wildlife Alliance, you name them.
Senator Phillips, this is like giving electricity to McKinley Village.
Well, I understand. That's why I'm breaking this point.
Well, I'm trying to make it in 25 words or less. We have, with some of the amendments, we have come up with the support of the environmental community. The initial, nobody really debates the benefits of the project and what's happening. The biggest drawback with the environmental community was the mental state of taking land out of wilderness that was congressionally put into wilderness.
That's
and it was
exactly
like pulling
I mean.
Teeth. The thing that, after years of this, the thing that finally said, well, we can support something like this was the November elections, a year and a half ago when the congressional delegation in D.C. Colton says, well, I think we can do this now. Before that, we didn't. They were reluctant to.
They all don't want to stay in the dark and the cold.
Now, with some conditions on the legislation in Washington, D.C., they can support it.
They've seen the light.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Senator Sharp, did you have another question?
Oh, just point of information. The backup says it figured it'll cost about $1.8 million. Including the 5-mile transmission line, substation you're going to need for the generator. So, is those figures still pretty good? 2,000?
Yes, they are.
Plus the line.
Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we pass out a committee substitute for Senate Bill 307, individual recommendations along with the accompanying fiscal note and ask unanimous consent.
Are there objections? The accompanying fiscal note will be half of what it comes.
Yeah, the revised fiscal note.
Can we revise the fiscal note now to one half?
We can, or we can let them, I mean, it'll go that way, just so we understand that it'll be half the amount.
But is the fiscal note there to determine the ownership of the property? Was that?
Yes, for the exchange, I think for the exchange.
Yeah, they still have to go through the process of checking all the things that there are and all the constitutional requirements with regard to valid existing rights, maintaining access, and so forth. There's no objections, the bill moves from committee with individual recommendations and the accompanying fiscal note, which will be half the previous note.
I don't know why.
What's everybody's schedule this afternoon?
During the refuge or critical habitat?
Yeah, budget closed out.
Ownership is already determined.
Yeah, it's a.
You're not gonna have anybody that's got any.
We'll recess and try to come back based on checking with everybody's schedule. We may try to come back at 1:30 or 2:00, but right now we're in recess then.